From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. After weeks of pleas from rebel forces, an international coalition is moving to stop Libyan government attacks on its own residents. U.S. and British ships fired more than 100 cruise missiles at radar and other sites to take down Libyan defenses and clear the way for enforcement of a no-fly zone. President Obama commented from Brazil.
We cannot stand idly by when a tyrant tells his people that there will be no mercy, and his forces step up their assaults on cities like Benghazi and Misrata.
In Tripoli, NPR's David Green says Libyan officials are assessing the damage.
We just got a briefing from a spokesman for the Libyan government and also a gentleman who is described as the head of the Libyan parliament. They confirmed that there have been strikes in the city of Misrata, which is about 2 hours east of the capital. They also claimed that civilian buildings were targeted. There's no way that we can independently confirm that claim by the Libyan government. These Libyan officials went on to say that civilians have been hurt and that hospitals are being filled up. Again, those are pretty serious claims from the government. They offered no details about where exactly these buildings were they're talking about. They would not give out details about the hospitals. They only said that we will bring journalists tomorrow to meet people who were injured.
NPR's David Green. It's still cold and snowy in northeast Japan, and communities stricken by the earthquake and tsunami are beginning to build temporary housing for survivors. In Oshu City, NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports gas shortages are hampering the effort.
Japan's Kyoto News Agency reports that construction began on a total of nearly 9,000 temporary housing units in some of the hardest hit parts of Iwate Prefecture. In the longer term, the prefectural government plans to relocate residents away from devastated coastal areas to public and private housing further inland. Some local governments, though, are struggling to meet basic needs. Yoshihiro Murai, the governor of Miyagi Prefecture near the quake's epicenter, urged residents to move to other prefectures as Miyagi does not have enough money to build temporary housing. Many stricken coastal communities have little industry and their populations are shrinking and aging. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Oshu City, Iwate Prefecture.
A man who made a big mark on U.S. diplomacy has died. Former Secretary of State Warren Christopher died at his Los Angeles home Friday. He was 85. He spoke with the Associated Press at the end of his service with the Clinton administration.
I take most satisfaction in having been steady through these 4 years and having continued to work to make America safer and more prosperous.
Christopher helped bring peace to Bosnia and negotiated the release of American hostages in Iran. President Obama called him a skillful diplomat and a faithful American. This is NPR. It happened far from the tourist areas, but masked gunmen opened fire in the Mexican resort city of Acapulco, killing 10 people and wounding 4. Officials say the assault took place in a strip bar in a rough neighborhood. All of the victims were men. A day earlier, 6 people were found dead in other parts of Acapulco. Authorities blame the rising violence on rival drug cartels. Haitians go to the polls tomorrow to choose a new president after a highly criticized primary. The voting comes just after the return of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports he returned over the objections of the Obama administration, who feared his presence would be a destabilizing factor.
Aristide flew from South Africa, where he'd been living in exile for 7 years. He was greeted in Port-au-Prince by crowds of adoring fans. The former slum priest turned president and twice deposed from Haiti is revered by the poor here, but others say he was corrupt and autocratic. Aristide insists his return was not to influence Sunday's presidential election, although his supporters eagerly awaited an endorsement in the upcoming contest. Aristide has yet to back anyone in the race. The election pits 2 center-right candidates, both of whom have in the past criticized Aristide. 50-year-old carnival singer Michel Martelly faces off 70-year-old former First Lady Mirlan Maniga. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The California Highway Patrol says about 40 vehicles were involved in a string of crashes during a snowstorm in the Sierra Nevada. Officials say one man was killed and several other people were injured. The accident happened during a powerful winter storm that brought snow and heavy rain to Northern California. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support for